Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Touchdown! Patriots strike first. A new era in New England starts with an upset win. Gerard Mayo in his head coaching debut gets the victory in Cincinnati, 16-10.
Remember that. Opening day 2024, Gerard Mayo's Patriots upset the Bengals in Cincinnati. He gets the Gatorade bath. All is right in the world. And then since then, well, Joe Burrow has been injured, so the Bengals don't have Joe Burrow. Patriots have Drake May. Patriots are the better team. Patriots are rolling. Patriots 9-2 heading into Sunday's trip to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals, who are 3-7. In case you haven't been paying attention, Joe Flacco is their quarterback. Yeah, he was on the Browns. He's not anymore. From the Bengals, the Jets, all these teams. He's bounced around. He's actually put up some numbers over the course of the season. They're not a good football team, Ted. They certainly are not a good defense. Good Lord, the numbers are bad on defense. Pretty much all of them.
They're awful. They're clearly far and away the worst defense. However you want to kind of quantify it, 32nd in yards. They give up over 400 yards per game on average. That's ridiculous. They're ranked 32nd, dead last in TDs allowed at 41. They're 31st in passing defense. They give up almost 260 yards per game. They're dead last in rushing defense. They give up an average of 160 yards. They're dead last in points, giving them points per game. You can average 33.4 points on them. There are two categories that they do rank better than the Patriots defense, and that is red zone defense. They're just one slot ahead of the Patriots, ranked 30th in red zone defense. And then also they are better at getting interceptions than the Patriots. The Patriots have 6 on the season, and the Bengals have 8, so they're ranked a little bit higher there. But everything else, they're terrible. They're awful. They don't get to the quarterback. They only have 14 sacks. So as far as the defense goes, it's an awful, awful defense. And to kind of put it in perspective, over the last 2 years, they have had 4 games in which they've scored 38 points or more and still lost in the last 2 years.
That's amazing.
So this year they had 2 games. They scored 38 points against the Jets, lost 39-38. They scored 42 points against the Bears but lost 42-47. Last year against the Ravens, they lost in overtime 38-41. And last year against the Steelers, they lost 38-44. So they can score a lot of points, but it still doesn't matter. Their defense is so bad, you'll probably still win a game.
It makes you wonder, how in the holy hell did they ever let it get to this? And I know their offensive line has been consistently bad, because Joe Burrow gets hurt every other year. But this is a comically bad defense. This is like the kind of defense that plays against Notre Dame or Michigan in one of those buy-in college games.
You know, you mentioned Joe Burrow getting injured, and you kind of you almost have to look at it as a warning for the Patriots in a sense. You know, Joe Burrow was sacked 51 times in his second year. He was sacked 41 times in his second year. Last year, he was sacked 48 times. And you know, you think about all those hits, you know, he's been injured, obviously this year. He was injured, a lot in the 2023 season. And so, you know, he was injured, his rookie year, he missed 6 games. So It's almost a cautionary tale for the Patriots. Invest in your offensive line. That's the most important asset you have is Drake May. And right now, Drake May is on pace. I think it's come down a little bit. The beginning of the year, he was on pace for mid-60s of getting sacked. It's down to about, I think, 56 right now. But what you don't have in Joe Burrow that you have in Drake May is you have a mobile quarterback. So Drake May is getting hits in the open field. His head is slamming on the turf in the open field. Those aren't sacks, right? So even though he gets sacked a lot, he also gets hit in the open field a lot. Joe Burrow doesn't do that. And so he's actually accumulating more hits than Joe Burrow is. Yet, you know, and you know, to sit here and think that Drake May, it isn't going to catch up to him one day is crazy. So I think they got to do a better job of investing in the offensive line in this offseason. It's the most important unit you have when it comes to protecting your best asset. And it's almost like the Bengals to me are a warning to the Patriots. Make sure you protect your greatest asset.
Absolutely. And Fitzy, they're a little bit, you know, Schlereth likes to go down this road of, oh, look, I have great wide receivers. And they did that. And Joe, to be fair, Joe Burrow asked them to do that. Remember, he was it the Super Bowl? He did an interview. He's like, I think we can keep T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. We should have both guys on the team. So he kind of wanted them to do that. But if you do that, well, you didn't spend money on the offensive line. You haven't protected him. The Patriots have already taken a step down that direction, right? They took Will Campbell with the fourth overall pick, and you hope that's a process, and we'll
drafted
see where
a guard slash center and Jared Wilson.
Right. So you're already hopefully going in that direction because it's been laughable. I don't know why I watched it, but the second preseason game I was watching, and they had Joe Burrow out there longer than anyone in the crowd wanted, and he was running for his life. Every play was like jailbreak city, and it's like, this is only the preseason, and you're already putting him in harm's way with this lackluster line.
But I mean, you know why they did that, though? Because of the notoriously slow starts for Zach Taylor. Like, they're terrible the first three games of every season, so then they said this preseason, like, nah, now we're going to come out, and we're gonna leave the starters in there and be tuned up, so we're ready to go week one. Also, we're going to get Joe Burrow killed.
They might have shown that Secretariat race. Finish the Belmont Stakes from 1973. Finish.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The race, but you know, just I don't know, Andrew Luck, Joe Burrow,
yep,
RG3, you know, there's David Carr
down in Houston,
David Carr,
yep.
There's examples out there where teams did not invest in their offensive line, and these what we would thought would be perennial great quarterbacks for a long time had very short careers.
And then the other issue they face, well, beyond the fact that their best player is also out this week, so we can talk about how bad they are with Ja'Marr Chase. They don't have Ja'Marr Chase this week because he chose to spit and now he sits for a week. But they also are one of the few teams left that use the ownership model, right? The owner, Mike Brown, is essentially the GM, the head of football, the lead scout. He decides draft and free agency. And
kind of like the old Raiders formula.
Yeah, and those are, you know, him, Jerry Jones. There's not too many of those left. Now there's actual GMs and guys that theoretically know what they're doing in those jobs.
You know what I heard? That they, if you ask for an extra pair of socks, they payroll deduct.
Oh, my God. No, all those stories?
I've heard stories about the Bengals.
You've got to be kidding.
No. You want to oh, you know, we'll give you two. Oh, you want a third? Okay, well, you want that third jockstrap? We're going to have to payroll deduct that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Carson Palmer talked a lot about that when he got fed up. And that was a while ago, obviously, but when he left Cincinnati, he talked about, you know, we praise the Patriots for massages and things they did on the short week. They didn't have massage therapists. They didn't have any. And he actually said, well, I'll pay for mine. Can they come in the building? They wouldn't even let him in the building. No, you do that on your time, off-site, in a different
place. Didn't they charge him for meals, too?
Yes, they are as archaic. The famous story is they changed the TVs in the stadium and sold them. Like, they had, like, a yard sale out front. Right. Hey, we're changing TVs. Though. Come buy them.
You know why? Because Mike Brown, he doesn't have another business. He didn't make his money in something else and then decide this is the way he generates his own income is through the football team.
So go do what all the other owners are doing. Sell 7% of your franchise to the Saudi wealth funds or whatever and get yourself a few $100 million to bring your franchise. Because you're wasting. We can talk about waste. Joe Burrow is a great player. He is one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. And if you look back on this era and say, well, he went to one Super Bowl, then he was always hurt, and then we were poorly run, and we didn't have a defense, and we didn't have an offensive line, find some money and figure it out. Because it's going to be annoying as a fan.
You're assuming the owner is his main priority is to win. That's kind of a leap there. Not every owner, I don't think that's Jerry Jones's main consideration. I don't think it's Mike Brown's main consideration.
And that's sad, especially if you're a fan. Let's work in some phone calls here, 617-779-7937, as we begin to look at Bengals-Patriots on Sunday in Cincinnati. Let's go to Matt in Rhode Island. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, you guys are just talking about Mike Brown. I mean, he's not the only guy who's inherited a franchise at zero-cost basis, but you said the thing about the selling the TVs. Their stadium is trash, held together by Skyline Chili. Their practice field is across the street. Like, you got to wear your cleats and then cross the road to go to their practice facility. So, Drake May, pad those stats. Pats 48, Bengals 17. Drake May, 5 touchdowns. Thanks.
I love it, Matt. Wow. I love the blowout. 617-779-7937. We'll squeeze in one more phone call. Mike in Framingham. What's up, Mike?
I just want to know if anybody has called up Gerard Mayo and thanked him for winning the last game. So the Patriots got the third pick instead of the first pick, because I don't think they would have picked Drake May if they had the first pick.
All right, thanks for the call, Mike.
Mike's a year off, Lynette.
He's a year off.
Yep.
And I'm not thanking him because I could have traded down from the first pick and added another first-round pick. I wanted the number one pick because you could have had more assets.
Yep.
Hell, you could have taken Will Cant. You could do whatever you want. When you sit first, you control everything in the National Football League.
The catbird seat.
Yeah.
You got it all going on.
Give me the number one. We got time?
Real quick.
The player survey for the Bengals.
Yep.
Last year, treatment of families, they graded the worst in the league at F-. I didn't know.
That's possible.
Food and cafeteria, they rated the worst at F-. Nutritionist, dietitian, they rated the worst F-. A little better in locker room. They were only a D+, a 24.
Okay. Nice.
So training staff, weight room were the B+. And then the strength coaches got an A-. So
they like them.
Yeah.
Nice job by them.
And surprisingly, the ownership got a C+, which is weird. So anyway, but yeah.
How can you vote F- in everything and then say they're doing a good job from the ownership level?
No, not sure how that works.
That's a strange one. Yeah. All right. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, our weekly chat with Adam Schefter. We'll ask about the Chase suspension and much more around the NFL. That's next on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.